You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and most importantly, why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough,
What will the president say when he makes his formal announcement at 9 p.m. on national television about the future of the Supreme Court? And does it matter? You know my opinion. I obviously think that it does. But let's get some expert analysis up next with Ed Whalen. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We have to pick one that's going to be there for 40 years, 45 years. We need intellect. We need so many things to go. You know, there's so many elements go into the making of a great justice of the Supreme Court. You got to hit every one of them.
That's the president, and that's a little bit of his thinking in terms of how he's preparing for tonight's big telecast. He will be on national television at 9 p.m. tonight announcing the what I consider to be really the future of the Supreme Court. Let's face it, the 5-4 decision has become far too frequent, in my own opinion, in terms of our nation's use. And yet it is one of the things that we expect several cases now each year to go 5-4 one way or the other. This would preserve potentially a 5-4 majority, depending on the type of justice that the president announces that he wants tonight, and depending on what the Senate does after that. Though the political options to stop it are very few. We will talk about that coming up. But first, the analysis of what is happening in this pick and why it matters so much. Ed Whalen is the president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He heads up that program's Constitution, Courts, and Culture program. He is also, more importantly, a co-editor for Scalia Speaks. We talked about that book when it came out, a New York Times bestselling collection of speeches from former Justice Antonin Scalia. And he is also a former law clerk to that same former Supreme Court justice. And he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Ed, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So walk us through what you think is going on inside the White House as we prepare for that 9 p.m. announcement. Dealing with what the president, I mean, he's obviously, he came out earlier this morning and he said, well, it's down to the final four. But of those four that are sitting there on the plate, Ed, I've seen a lot of analysis from different people saying they're four very different judges. And I've heard other people say they're four that only have minor differences. From where you sit, as someone who kind of understands the mindset of that Scalia justice that President Trump promised he would fill the court with, how do these four rank?
Well, I think we have four outstanding candidates, any of whom would be a wonderful addition to the Supreme Court. They differ some in their backgrounds. They differ some in their records. And obviously, the White House is also thinking through considerations like relative confirmability, also how such a pick might play politically, including going into the November elections. So, you know, you have these candidates of very, very high quality. It's not surprising that President Trump is having difficulty selecting among them. So many good choices.
Well, let's talk about that from this standpoint. There are those. So let me ask you this. What are the distinguishing characteristics and what you would say the judicial temperament or philosophy of the four that are left would be?
Well, there are different ways to look at it. You have three who have a decade or more of experience on the bench as federal court of appeals judges, and for one of them also as a district judge before then. That's Tom Hardiman from Pittsburgh. Whereas one is new to the bench, but has a distinguished career as an academic. I'm speaking of Amy Coney Barrett, the former Notre Dame law professor who was confirmed to the Seventh Circuit last year.
Right.
And have in mind that Elena Kagan had no judicial experience when she
right.
went on the bench. Indeed, dozens of Supreme Court justices haven't had any. All those who know Amy Coney Barrett just speak to what a sterling legal mind she has. But that's one difference, judicial record versus at this point not much of a judicial record. Look, you can look at the caseloads. Brett Kavanaugh, having clerked on the D.C. Circuit, has a heavy record of administrative law cases. It's much lighter in the case of the other two judges. And then you just see cases that happen to come up for the different judges, and people draw inferences, mistaken or otherwise, from those. But look, these are all very good picks. And again, I think the White House is sorting through the competing considerations, and probably is reaching its decision right around now.
Let's talk about one specific thing that was brought to the kind of editorial opinion at the Federalist, not the Federalist Society, but the Federalist.com last week. Joy Pullman, their executive editor, authored a piece that talked about the religious freedom issue. And it seemed as though in a couple of cases, she highlighted that Brett Kavanaugh, while agreeing with the general principle of religious freedom, did go out of his way to put some road marks down on some thinking that might allow for infringement on religious freedom in the days to come. I'm curious if you're familiar with those cases, and if so, how important are the decision, the independent opinions that Kavanaugh wrote in those cases, since he differed from the conservative majority that found for the preservation of religious freedom?
Well, actually, in one case, he was in dissent from a liberal majority that ruled the other way, and is being.
Oh, that's right. You're correct. I stand corrected.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote a dissent for in favor of the Priests for Life in their challenge to the Obama administration's HHS contraceptive mandate. Look, Judge Kavanaugh has a long history of dedication to religious liberty. He was chairman of the Federalist Society's Religious Liberties Practice Group way back in the 90s. He wrote two amicus briefs.
Okay, I accept the resume, Ed, but let me just ask the question, because it seemed to be something that in Joy's piece, it really concerned her, and I just want to try to understand it. What did he argue that was different from the other dissenting voices in that case?
Well, in one case, the two other judges, this is where there's a conservative panel, two other judges found that there was not standing to reach the merits of the issue. Judge Kavanaugh determined that there was standing for the challengers and addressed the question whether prayers at President Obama's inaugural violated the Establishment Clause, and held in an opinion replete with reliance on history and tradition that those prayers and the "So help me God" phrase in the oath did not violate the Establishment Clause. So, look.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. In the other case, Judge Kavanaugh again ruled that the Priests for Life challenge under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act should prevail. He read Justice Kennedy's concurrence in the Hobby Lobby case, together with the positions of the dissent on what constitutes a compelling interest, to suggest that the case, could not be decided on the proposition that the government had no compelling interest, and indeed that those five justices their views strongly suggested that they would find that there was a compelling interest. So, I think it's at the level of quibbling to try to hold that against him. And I think his broader record and character ought to be very reassuring to folks.
And he has, and to be fair, he has the longest record of any of the nominees of the four. Is that correct?
Well, Judge Hardiman actually was on the bench first as a district judge.
Okay.
I believe that Judge Kavanaugh has been on the Court of Appeals for a year or two longer than the other two, but it's it's essentially comparable.
Gotcha. Well, you knew the work of Justice Scalia quite well. Which of the four do you think most embody his judicial philosophy and kind of mirror who he was, as a justice?
Well, look, the good news is that Justice Scalia deeply influenced the last two generations of law students. So anyone who has gone through legal education and come out a conservative is deeply shaped by him.
Gotcha.
So you see different people. I'm sorry. Judge Barrett was a law clerk for him. He admired her deeply. I respect her tremendously. You know, Judge Kavanaugh has deeply originalist arguments in his record, and so did the others. So again, I think it's really slightly different flavors or slightly different evidence, if you like.
Gotcha. Well, Ed, we appreciate your helping us understand this a little bit better, and we're going to be watching with you and the rest of the country tonight as we see that fifth and deciding swing vote, as they keep referring to it, on the Supreme Court be determined with its new appointment. Ed Whalen, thanks so much. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee and being baptized in the Jordan River, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ and the story of God's purpose on earth. These moments can be yours when you join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018. That's November 7th through the 16th. Gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews will be with you as your time in Israel will be rich and have lots of spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
And now, your Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Did you know the Bible tells us that every one of us one day is going to make a trip to a distant country, to a place that is mainly unfamiliar to us? And this destination is not just a one-week stay. It is going to be an eternal destination. But let me remind you of what Jesus said. It's counterintuitive to what you hear today. It's politically incorrect, if you will. Jesus said there's not one way, one road that leads everybody to the same destination. He said there are two roads or ways that lead to two very different destinations. For those of us who are Christians and Christians only, that trip is to a place called heaven.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 570 The Mission has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 570 The Mission is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am570themission.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Smithtown Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am570themission.com for a full listing of the schools.
This is Dr. Tony Evans. Join me this fall as we journey together to the land of Israel and experience the sights and sounds that we've read about in the Bible. Come and find inspiration, renewal, and hope.
Join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018 from November 7th to the 16th. With gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews, your time in Israel will be rich with spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
AM 570 The Mission doesn't have to stop when you turn off the radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 570 The Mission. Take us wherever you go. AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Pressing for a Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade would be a huge mistake. To use conservatives' newfound power and pull to challenge a decision that, according to a new Quinnipiac poll, most Americans support would be a mistake.
That is the voice of supposedly not a liberal, not someone who supposedly even embraces abortion, supposedly. That is the voice of a woman named Tommy Lahren, and I know that many of you may not even know who she is. She was a talk show host on the Blaze TV network, which was Glenn Beck's TV network for a few years. And then she kind of got into trouble because when she was working there simultaneously to taking a stint at The View, and when she was on The View, this was a little over a year ago, I think, she said something about being more pro-choice. I don't even remember the exact words. She just gave more room. That made her standing with the Blaze Network, which is a conservative network, very iffy, and she ended up losing her gig there. And since then, she's kind of bounced around doing different things. But she's currently a Fox News contributor. So every now and then I'll run into her in the hallways there at 48th and 6th. But it is interesting to hear what happened with that specific rant that she just gave this last week. I didn't know anything about it, and I'm surfing social media on Saturday, and my next guest had posted one of those funny little meme videos where she was just shaking her head back and forth, and I forget what the caption said, but said something about when Tommy Lahren says it would be a mistake for conservatives to push for the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Georgie Borman not only went on to post more social media about it, but then wrote a very excellent piece in today's Federalist publication. No, Tommy Lahren, overturning Roe would not be a big mistake. And similar to that, not dissimilar, I wrote about this for townhall.com yesterday. And so I've invited Georgie to join me for this discussion. Georgie, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, from the outset, I want people to understand that you and I happen to be people of faith in addition to being politically conservative or aligning ourselves conservative politically. So there's a deeper kind of element to everything that I've sensed that you write. And there's always a deeper part of my worldview that I'm wanting to kind of come through on this. It seemed to me that in Tommy's explanation of why she wanted to make this rant, and I'm not even sure why she did, that pushing back against faith was possibly one of her goals. She actually has taken some pride in calling herself a Christian in the past, but given that, and given what she said, even in that soundbite that we just played, what was your immediate reaction to what she had to say?
My immediate reaction was just kind of stunned. I mean, I knew I had seen her, you know, on The View say that she was pro-choice, but to me, it didn't even make any sense on her own grounds, on her own beliefs as being somebody who is for limited government and, you know, constitutional rule of law. Because if you sit down and read the Roe decision by Justice Blackmun, it's absolutely atrocious, and it's nothing resembling the rule of law. It's pure, you know, it's legislating from the bench. So I was kind of exploding on that front, but then also as somebody who is deeply, deeply pro-life, it's disturbing. It kind of breaks my heart to see somebody with her platform and with her notoriety actually push back against what so many people in the conservative movement and the pro-life movement have been working towards.
Right.
She has such a platform where she could stand up for truth and really dig into this issue and say, you know what, even if me personally, you know, in my state, maybe I would vote for keeping abortion, you know, we should definitely overturn this and give this back to the state so that their constituents can handle it the way that they see fit.
And yet, ironically, she actually said the exact opposite of what you just said she could have done as an option. And not only that, in the past, she has made a big deal about wearing a cross around her neck and espousing a belief in Christ and saying, calling herself a Christian and being somewhat, you know, wearing that on her sleeve a little bit. So there's a lot of contradictions here that seem to be very confusing for a lot of people. If you're just joining us, that's Georgie Borman from The Federalist and Kevin McCullough, of course, glad to be with you. One of the things that that really bothered me that you just touched on is that there are a lot of us, and I know I'm probably old enough to be your dad, but there are a lot of us my age and younger that came to the conservative movement, that came to this desire to impact our culture, even through, you know, calling for reforms and changes in the political structures and people that are elected, because of the life issue. Like, there isn't probably a more overriding concern that I have about the moral state of our country than the fact that we've killed 66 million children over the last however many years. And so I think that there is this thing that if she is trying to establish herself as someone who is either politically has a platform but is separate from her faith, or someone that is trying to, that is motivated by her faith, that wants to see change in the culture, going this route to me seems to fail on both points.
Right. And this is what makes me think that I don't think that she has given this enough thought. I think that maybe she is approaching this the way that many, many women do, you know, that I've met in my day-to-day life that have not thought deeply through this issue, have not really examined the science of what goes on in the womb and how quickly babies develop, and really just, you really have to approach this with a foundation of truth. Otherwise, you're just going to get blown over by, you know, whatever populist movement blows by you.
Right.
So I think that that has to be it. And I really believe if Tommy sat down and she read this whole decision, and then she also read all of the science, that's just, clearly, there's consensus that life begins at conception, that she would come around to being like, no, you know, I'm wrong on this. But I don't think that she has given it enough thought, and it really breaks my heart to see that because, like I said, she has such a big platform to be able to push for change.
Yeah. No, she totally does. Well, on Twitter today, I linked both your column and mine because I think they make separate but very complementary points. And I really want to touch on some of the things that you bring out. And one of them is that, and you can kind of take Tommy Lahren's name off of this topic, by the way, friend, if you're listening, because it doesn't really matter if it's her or someone in your local church that may think themselves as a church goer, but they for some reason believe that Roe v. Wade is a good thing and it empowers women. They may be someone who even gives money to Planned Parenthood. I know people that go to some of the local churches here in the tri-state area that believe in Planned Parenthood while they sit and go to church and talk about God and talk about how important their faith is and other things. Seems to be inconsistent thing, and yet it is a reality that I know exists. That's why I think this discussion is valuable. But let's talk about the issue of separating social issues from what she would deem in that rant as more secular or fiscal issues. What is your reaction to that?
Right. I think that that distinction is about as false as claiming there's a real distinction between the first and second trimesters, which is what the justices in Roe v. Wade somehow thought was fit to include in their decision and how to regulate the issue. I mean, like, immigration is clearly a social issue, and a lot of what drives people in immigration is not the economic thing or the jobs, but it's crime, it's it's how their culture changes in their community. It's language. It's things like that. I mean, sure. Like all these things, standing for the flag, kneeling for the flag.
Which she took very strong positions on. Those are all social issues. We're talking with Georgie Borman from The Federalist. I've done an unusual thing. I've invited her to join me for another segment, and so we're going to continue this discussion on the other side of this break. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
Knowing God from Harvest America with pastor and evangelist Greg Laurie.
Maybe you've come in here tonight with a heavy load of guilt. Let me tell you something. Guilt is not always a bad thing. Guilt is a symptom of a deeper problem, and the deeper problem is sin. You feel guilty because you've sinned. It means your conscience is telling you something is not right. Years ago, we used to have a smoke alarm on our ceiling, and it was the most overly sensitive smoke alarm I've ever seen. My wife would cook up a scrambled egg, and it would go off, and I'd have to pull the broom out of the closet and push the little button. It was ridiculous. You couldn't cook anything in the kitchen because of this overly sensitive smoke alarm. One day it went off. I couldn't take it anymore. I climbed up on a stool. I ripped it out of the ceiling. That was the end of it. Don't do that to your heart. Sometimes you have to feel bad before you can feel good. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Or a more modern translation, "Happy are the unhappy, for they will be happy." If your heart is working, if you're feeling bad about some things that you've done, that's a good indication. Because here's the bottom line. Every one of us have sinned. And hence we have guilt. But here's the good news. No matter what sin you have committed tonight, I want you to know that God can forgive it and remove it from you forever. Come to Him.
You were created to know God. Find out how to begin a relationship with Him by going to knowgod.org. Already know God? Invite a friend or family member to learn more about what it means to follow Jesus Christ. Answers to questions about the Christian faith, instructions for growing in your relationship with the Lord, and video messages from Pastor Greg Laurie can all be found at knowgod.org.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I believe the way to encourage someone to choose life is to treat her with compassion, understanding, and love, not government regulation. Because let's be honest, the federal government does few things well, and I believe regulating social issues is an area where it fails.
Yeah, it's such a confusing end that she had on this rant. Tommy Lahren is the name of that voice there, and I know that some of you may not know who she is. In fact, if you're a millennial, you're far more likely to know who she is than you are if you're of any age group older than that. But she is someone that has a large following. And as a former television show host, when she was very, very young, I might add, I mean, uber young, for the Blaze Network, and now as a Fox News contributor, and she kind of appears on the more millennially focused weekend shows and some of the stuff during the week, but mostly special projects in some of the weekend shows, Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld, some of those things. She tends to kind of be a voice that is supposedly representative of the millennial generation. My guest actually is of that same age group. At least I believe that she is. And she's also a young mom, but she is a senior contributor at The Federalist. And we're talking about Tommy Lahren. Georgie Borman is her name, and she's written an excellent piece at The Federalist today. I want you to read it. No, Tommy Lahren, overturning Roe would not be a, quote, big mistake, which is what she claimed. Georgie, we were talking about social issues. In my first book, the very first chapter that I tackled, which was kind of 10 core tenets of what I deem to be conservatism, the issue of whether or not God exists and there's a greater moral code that kind of governs the universe is the single biggest separation between the left and right. And while you won't find that in any, you know, economics course or any other, you know, outlet on the university campus that would argue that, I think that devout Catholics and evangelicals and observant Jews and people that follow this idea that God is outside of them and above them and beyond them and someone that they are obligated to observe and to be aware of live a different life than people who believe he is, fungible, portable. I can wad him up, put him in my pocket. I can get rid of him altogether. I don't have to believe that he's there. I can just, you know, dispute him. And to me, that is kind of the classic gulf between left, right in terms of how they view life. Tommy, in this argument, tries to say that abortion is a social issue or a moral issue and that government shouldn't have any voice in that. And then she goes on to say, but, you know, churches and social groups and these kinds of people should be the ones that set the tone. Georgie, isn't that what we are doing by calling her to account for her errant thinking on this very simple issue?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, vigorous public debate and trying to convince people that you're right is like a great American tradition. It's not uniquely American, but it is a great American tradition. So, you know, she tweeted, I think, yesterday, who are you to tell me, you know, what my moral fiber is made of? Who are you to tell me how to think? It's like, that's like the whole point. The whole point of the pro-life movement is to try and convince people
right.
that abortion is wrong and abortion is deeply immoral. But more than that, I honestly, Tommy just doesn't know what she's talking about. And I wish that she would get educated on this issue, because what Roe does is exactly like what she's saying is, she says that, you know, the government shouldn't get involved in this issue. Well, Roe v. Wade inserted itself directly into this issue and told states exactly how they're supposed to regulate abortion and
right.
how they're supposed to not regulate abortion. That's not limited government, you know. So even if you concede the main issue here is, which is abortion immoral, is it a life, you know, is it a human being that you're not supposed to kill? Even if you set that aside, she's still wrong. So, like, it's mind-boggling how wrong she was.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that because I want to be charitable, but she's just wrong.
Well, I typically make it a practice not to openly criticize fellow conservatives, but I feel like that the error in this case was so large that it had to be addressed. And one of the things that I think that so interesting. I published my column on Sunday with townhall.com, and all day long my Twitter feed is just exploding like a time bomb. And there's people that come in and they say all the same things you've always heard, Georgie. So they say things like, you know, you're a man, you have no right to have a say in this. You know, there's no such thing as the killing of a fetus. I don't even know what that means. They say things like you know, it's well, they just come up with every conceivable kind of excuse to keep the status quo as it is. And at the bottom, at the end of the day, the kind of bottom line for me is this is a really simple issue. Either that's a human being and you're ending its life, or it's something else and you're not. And if the DNA is human and the heartbeat is separate from the mother's, then that's a different person. And that person has the same rights that God gave them as everybody else did. I wish we could spend much more time on this, Georgie, but you've written a really good piece. Thanks for turning me on to the topic as well this weekend, and keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
Tommy Lahren overturning Roe would not be a big mistake. No, Tommy Lahren overturning Roe would not be a big mistake. It's Georgie Borman's latest. It's at The Federalist. Go read it right now and pass it on to everybody on your social media. When we come back, David Fisher joins me. We've got a big announcement on Money Monday. Don't turn that dial. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding, maybe a corporate event or birthday, anniversary party, bar bat mitzvah, have you considered having it on a luxury private yacht? You know, your guests would be so impressed, and the memory that you get to make in that moment lasts a lifetime. Francesca is my friend, and she's going to help you find the yacht that's best for your event. And when we work with her for our big schmooze cruise every fall, Francesca, she throws out the red carpet for us, but she does that for everybody. Friends, you're never going to be able to impress clients or guests any better than having Francesca make sure that your cruise around Manhattan is in her hands. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? She's got yachts that are all fully insured and Coast Guard certified. And if you go to franstouchofclass.com, you can see them for yourself. Give her a call. Find out about the options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. In fact, talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your next event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or go online to franstouchofclass.com. That's franstouchofclass.com, or 212-385-9400.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Skorsky. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 or more pounds in the next 40 days? Look great, feel great, balance your body from the inside out, and get super healthy. Listen to my show, A New You in 40 Days, on Monday nights at 7 on AM 570 WMCA. Hear from my patients who have struggled with their weight and related health issues and how they've overcome them. Join me for A New You in 40 Days on Monday nights at 7 on AM 570 WMCA, or go on the web at anewyouin40days.com.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission, and every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. President Trump will tell us next week who his pick will be to serve as the next Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. When he does so, he ought to send a thank you note to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. After all, he's the reason the president now has a second nominee to the high court, after he led the GOP effort to oppose the nominee that President Obama put forward during his last year in office. And it's McConnell who has insisted that the Senate vote on Trump's forthcoming nominee before the midterm elections, making it extremely difficult for Democratic senators up for re-election from states that Trump won in 2016, like North Dakota, Missouri, and Indiana, to vote against the president's nominee. McConnell doesn't often get credit for the hard work he does, but he should. Conservatives are on the precipice of another major victory because of the Senate Majority Leader. I'm Lonhee Chen.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. And it is July the 9th. We've been telling you for the last, a little over 3 months, that on this day we had something very special that was going to happen and make someone's life quite happy. And that's because on Money Mondays with Landmark Capital, we have been telling you about getting your financial survival guide for 2018, complimentary, even though it's worth close to $200 in terms of total value. Landmark Capital has been giving away those. I was doing the math, David. I think we've, in 2018, I think we've sent out more than 500 of the financial survival guides this year, which is kind of cool. But the purpose of today's segment is that we are going to award the 1876 Liberty Coin. And David, I know you're excited about this.
You know, it's minted in San Francisco where they discovered gold in them their hills in 1848, and a lot of people, about 300,000 people, flocked to California to get gold. But we're giving away a free gold coin today.
Yeah, and this gold was recalled by the government at one point, and so a bunch of the coins that had been minted there were taken and melted down. This is one of, what, only 3,000 surviving, 3,400 surviving of its kind?
Yeah, they minted 1.6 million. There's about 13,000 that are survived from this date, and specifically in this grade, it's a circulated AU-58. There's only 3,766 coins known to be in existence. So it's
wow.
Not rare, but it's definitely historical and protects your portfolio.
Sure. Well, that is what we are giving away today, friends, and it is worth close to $2,000 in and of itself. But the purpose of gold really is to do just that. It's to hedge your investments so that you are protected in the event of a economic downturn. We'll talk more about that coming up. But, David, we have all of our finalists on the line, and we are ready to announce the winner. So with no further delay, let's do that.
I'm thankful to announce that Genevieve Zebro is the lucky winner.
Genevieve, are you there?
Yes. Are you?
I think she's excited.
Genevieve, you've just won an 1876 coin. Now, that was minted 100 years after the founding of our country, which is kind of significant when you think about it. But what's your reaction to this?
I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Well, that's incredible. Have you ever bought gold in the past, Genevieve?
No, I have not.
Have you ever held it in your hand?
You mean like a bar of gold?
Yeah, or a coin?
A coin, yes, I have.
Yeah, David, it really is interesting. When I hold a 1 ounce gold coin in my hand, it's so different than the money that we have, you know, in our pockets, modern day currency.
You know, in all the years I've been doing this, 25 years, every single person has had that reaction the first time they held gold, or sometimes it doesn't even stop out the first time. I'm excited for you, Genevieve, to get this coin in your hand. I'd love to hear the reaction on how that happens, and I'm so thankful that you entered the contest.
No, thank you guys so much for having the contest.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I'm assuming that you've had at least one conversation with Landmark Capital so far. What's been your experience in your interactions with them?
They have been very good in, you know, giving me some information. They sent me some information also. So I've been very pleased
That's
far.
Very cool. Well, Genevieve, we could not be happier than to be able to award you the winner today. And thank you so much for entering, and thanks for listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. You're making a difference just being here. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Genevieve.
David, let me ask you a question. What does it feel like to give that gold coin to that listener and to open that doorway to someone's heart and help them understand how to protect their money better?
You know, if somebody could just jump inside my body, the emotions of just gratefulness and thankfulness of you allowing us to come on and educate people about the need to diversify, and now helping a person out in a tangible way, is just overwhelmingly joyful. And it's so exciting to do this. And I can't wait till we get to do this again, maybe another time in the fall.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to that. By the way, friends, the free gifts don't stop from Landmark Capital. There's a brand new newsletter that's out, and it's still in the survival guide. You can still get the survival guide, by the way. They're still giving those away for free. But the new newsletter, some use their crystal ball. I see the obvious. It's David's 8 previous predictions that have come to pass as it deals with the market conditions and the economy. And, friends, you want to get that. It's 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. But David, we only got a couple minutes left. Gold sometimes has myths attached to it. What are one or two of the top three?
Well, you know, Genevieve's probably wondering, is some big Brinks truck is going to come to my doorstep and drop off this gold coin? It's not done that way. It's secure through FedEx, registered, insured, and this little package comes to them. Even the people that invest $500,000, that gold can be in a shoebox. So it's not like this huge truck comes to you. That's one myth. Another one is, you know, how do I go down the grocery store with this? You're not going to go down the grocery store. You're going to hedge against the money, you know, in a stock market correction, and gold went up 55% while stocks went down about the same. And the third myth is, you know, where do I store this? If banks are not that safe, there's two sides of the bank. There's the safety deposits box side, the storage side, and then there's the banking side. The banking side is what gets into trouble, and that's where you can't get your money like they did in Cyprus. But your safety deposit box is safe, and most of my clients store it there.
Well, and then there's other people that actually have home safes that they can put it in as well. And those are increasingly tougher and tougher to get into by way of they've really done a good job of improving those. Friends, if you've ever had questions about gold, maybe you're like Genevieve and you've never held that in your hand or maybe just limited. Now's the time to be checking your 401k and saying, am I protected? Let David's team help you know if you're protected. And they'll never say dump everything you have into gold. They're going to help you look at your portfolio and say, how can you best be hedged against a financial downturn? And David Fisher, I appreciate the care that you take with my listeners and your concern for their well-being, and I appreciate you being here every Monday.
It's my honor and my pleasure, Kevin.
All right. Any questions, call them, 844-604-2575. But a big, fat congratulations to Genevieve on winning the 1876 Liberty Gold Coin. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at LordsDiamonds.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 570 The Mission has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 570 The Mission is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am570themission.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Trinity Christian School, Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Timothy Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. Go to am570themission.com for a full listing of the schools.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's going to be an interesting night, friends. I hope that you pay attention tonight. I take criticism from people that say, Kev, you talk about politics too much. And I don't think that I do. I think that I talk about worldview issues more than anything else. And the way we see the world and the way we think about the world, that's the highest priority to me. It's not about parties. It's about principles. It's about ideas, and it's about the validity of those ideas, specifically from a moral perspective. That's the whole thing about Kevin McCullough Radio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, pursuing clarity. I want truth. I want clarity. And there's a significant thing underway tonight. We're going to change the nature of the Supreme Court. Not in an activist partisan way, in a literalist way, in a way that pays respect to the words written on the page. And if people don't like the words written on the page of the Constitution, move to another country that has a different constitution that you can be in line with. But I like our Constitution. So I want it understood. I don't want it disregarded. And that's what is happening. That's what the Democrats want to have happen. They want judges that will discard the Constitution, not that will interpret it. This is evident in their humor, by the way, in light of the Roe v. Wade discussion we've been having. Michelle Wolf, you remember her from the White House Correspondents Association's dinner? Listen to what she said yesterday. Cut one.
It's so ironic that Trump could be the guy that ends legal abortion. That dude has been responsible for more abortions than the invention of back alley.
Very serious political mind on that, right? That she's taking very, 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 very seriously. She goes so far as to call abortions a good thing. Listen.
Look, access to abortion is good and important. Some people say abortion is killing a baby. It's not. It's stopping a baby from happening.
No. That's not what's happening. You are actually killing the life of a human being. It is distinctly human in its DNA. It has a separate heartbeat from its mom. And it's a person. It has a sex. It has fingers. Everything that's there is there. That doesn't stop her, though. She thinks that there should be something that is very accessible about this whole procedure. Cut three.
Slogans for the women's movement was abortion on demand, and that's exactly what it should be. As easy and safe as pushing the on demand button in the middle of your remote to order Paddington 2.
Just think about what she's saying there, that we should be able to kill kids as easily as we order a pay-per-view movie. Lastly, she wants it cheap. Cut four.
To be clear, this abortion fight isn't for me. I have money. I'll always be able to get an abortion. But abortion shouldn't be a luxury. It should be the new, it shouldn't be the new I summer in Montauk. It should be on the dollar menu at McDonald's.
And friends, I don't know where that half of the country that thinks like that and talks like that and processes like that, I don't know how they sleep at night. But that cannot be left to be the law on our watch. We have to put Michelle Wolf in the box that she deserves in, that she deserves to be in. And that's not how the American people think. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.